Actify, and it's a great pleasure for me to introduce Jose Sola from Brazil, who is from the National Organizing Committee. He is the key person back in Rio for the logistical and other arrangements for the June conference. And of course, I have Claudia with me, Claudia Machel, and between them, they will share with us the information they have on the current state of play on the logistics for Rio Plus 20. I would also like to draw your attention to this information note that we have prepared, the preliminary information to participants. This note is based on essentially what the General Assembly has decided on many aspects of participation, on details about the summit, on the roundtables, on the processes for accreditation. And I know that many people are most concerned about the processes for accreditation, registration, and the issuance of passes. And I would just draw your attention to the following paragraphs in this note. As far as delegations are concerned, it's paras 29 to 44. As far as the media is concerned, they're paras 47 to 55. And NGOs and major groups, it's paras 56 to 66. So please look at this. These are separate deadlines for the whole process of registration, accreditation, and everything is got a certain deadline. Nobody enters the Rio Centro without a pass, and that pass will be issued at the Rio Centro itself. But how you get this to the stage of being able to get the pass, all the related issues relating to accreditation and registration are explained in this note, so I draw your attention to that. And now it's a great pleasure for me to pass the floor on to Jose Sola, who is our key contact person in Rio, to help us understand where we are at present. Of course, these things evolve, but where are we as of today on the logistical arrangements for this big conference? Thank you.
Joseph Sola from Brazil.
Ja,
gaan
we opslaan.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning to everyone. Just to make a small correction, I'm a deputy key person for the arrangements in logistics. The national secretary, Minister Laudemar Aguiar, was not able to come in this opportunity to New York. He'll be here, I have heard, probably next month in January. But anyway, I would like to thank you for coming. We have some information to share with you. Some of that information is already in this preliminary information for participants prepared by the UN. But I'd like to make some comments on that you may be helpful for all of you that think about going to Rio during the conference. So first, there is for those who were not familiar with Rio de Janeiro, this is the Rio de Janeiro city. You are seeing there are two areas that are marked. The first right, the upper side, the right side. It's downtown Rio. Downtown Rio, if you remember, in Aterro do Flamengo, Flamengo Park, was Rio 1992, where the civil society met. We are going to use part of this area again in Rio Plus 20, as well as the area in the port area. Port area is a part of the city that has been under some works for revitalizing, and we are going to use the four warehouses of the port area that has been used for different events like the UN Habitat and other events. And in the other corner, you will see Barra da Tijuca is another district. Those who are from Rio, like me, Cariocas, don't think Barra is part of Rio, but anyway, officially it is. And you take about 40 minutes, 50 minutes with a good traffic, and we are planning for that from Copacabana to Barra da Tijuca, through the coast. And you take about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the traffic. There will be special rules for the traffic during the conference, to downtown from the Copacabana, Ipanema. These are the areas where the hotel, most of the hotels are. So these two areas will be the official venues of Rio Plus 20. So the first one is in Barra da Tijuca, where the UN perimeter is going to be located. This is the Rio Centro exhibition center. It's all this area that you see in gray, where the view center is written. And we are going to have there the special requirements regarding security, the entrance with credentials, everything. This is where the meetings are going to be. But we remember 1992, the civil society found that the Flamengo Park was a little bit far away from Rio Centro. At that time, especially because of the difficulty we had about connecting the transportation to go there. So we, this time in Rio Plus 20, we are going to have three areas very close to Rio Centro. So the first one is Athletes Park, which is designed to be an area for exhibitions, for governments, for universities, etc. And walking distance, almost 800 meters, you have the old racetrack, which is not in use anymore. This whole area is going to be an Olympic area. So after our request, the Brazilian government is not going to start to do the works until the end of the Rio Plus 20. So because these areas would not be ready for Rio Plus 20. So they decided to postpone their works for the for this Olympic area, so we can use it for the civil societies, where most of the major groups will be meeting and having exhibitions and different cultural manifestations there. It's what was Flamengo Park in 1992. And finally, there is the Barra Arena. It's a basketball court. It was constructed for the Pan American Games. It's an area which is used mostly for basketball and volleyball games, but also for different shows and events, company events, and we have music shows like Eric Clapton has been playing there. We are going to use this area because it's a multi-function court, and it was designed like that. So we are going to have there the main hub for the civil society. And downtown, you see two areas. So Flamengo Park is the one in the lower side. It's next to the domestic airport of Santos Dumont. And we have three main areas we are going to use in the Flamengo Park. It's the Modern Art Museum. This is a space that will be an exhibition and a film festival there. There is a Vivo Rio, it's a multi-function auditorium that we are going to use also for the civil society. And the Monument to the Dead of the World War II, which is an area also very fit for temporary constructions. But we are intending not to go into the park itself, because in 1992, a good part of the park suffered a lot with the occupation. So 19 years later, the National Inheritance Institute still remember what happened to the park after Rio 1992, and the work they had to do in order to recover all these areas. So we are trying not to go in, to go into the park. And in the upper side, you see the port area. This is an area that's going to be very nice, but for, we believe, for the time of the Olympic Games, it's not be ready for Rio Plus 20, but all the works will stop during the conference. And we are going to also to have a special regulation regarding traffic in this zone, in this area. So we have four warehouses next to the coast. These four warehouses are going to be used for different meetings, events, and side events of the conference. Plus, there is another warehouse. This is an area that's a landfill. So the city used to come a little bit more into the city. There's another warehouse from the imperial time. So this, we are going to use also this one, and we are designing it for cultural events. And there is another one which is not marked here, which we are using as backup. It's Boa Vista Park in front of, next to, walking distance from Maracanã Stadium, which is a park that belongs to the city. and we intend to use it if necessary. We are receiving a lot of requests regarding ideas of events or side events, and besides of any good idea received, there is a request of square meters. So there is a lot of requests. We are trying to figure out how can we attend all these requests for side events. So we are having the idea of having this backup is in the case we need more space in the city. So these are official venues for Rio Plus 20, but the whole city will be completely vocado, né?
Geared.
It will be geared, totally geared to the Rio Plus 20. We are going to have a cultural event. We have other side events that are not part of the Rio Plus 20 itself. So we are going to have, for instance, a world congress of congressmen that work with environmental issues. We are going to have same with some jurists. We are going to have a CEO meeting there, all related to Rio Plus 20. At the same time, the conference is going on. So we understand that it will be a lot of requests about other space in the city, but we are only dealing with these 10 different sites, which are those that are expanded. You have heard about the new dates. We have PrepCon 3 from 13 to 15, and then we have the dialogues from 16 to 19, and the high-level segment from 20 to 22. We had to do a lot of work regarding the contracts. Some people came to us saying that we had another extra 15 days after the change of dates, but we are back to square zero when the new dates were announced because of the contracts. So afterwards, we received this request from the UN that came from a group of countries. And our president decided that in the benefit of the conference, we would make the effort of changing the dates. So we did. We have got all these spaces back because they had other contracts that we had to ask them to renegotiate with their other clients. So we were able to get all the venues back. The problem now are the hotels. We had 10,000 rooms already blocked for the delegations, especially from the high-level participants. We had 10,000 rooms blocked. Now we have about 2,000 or 3,000 back, and we are still negotiating with that because there is an American Association, International and American Association of Dentists. They had a meeting there in Rio. They were inside Rio Centro during this time, but they are not anymore, but they are still trying to look for something in the city where they could fit their event. But they are holding 6,000 rooms for the moment. So we are still negotiating regarding these rooms, and we hope we can have this very soon, hopefully until the end of this year or the first weeks of January. But those that worry about accommodation, I would advise you to look for accommodation in general, especially the major groups, the other participants, or NGOs, etc. Because the city of Rio has only 26,000 rooms. We are expecting 50,000 people to be there. We are arranging 10,000 rooms for the delegations that we are going to receive, and especially regarding the presence of high-level representatives of government, I mean, heads of state, heads of government, and their heads of delegations. So we have this quite high in our preoccupations regarding accommodation. We are trying to see what's possible to prepare for the others that are not inside the official delegations, and the representatives of the main representatives of major groups. Regarding the arrivals, we are working with 9 airports in Brazil. We understand it will be quite difficult to have everyone coming to Rio de Janeiro International Airport at the same time because of the number of flights. So we are working together with the national authorities and with the airlines. So we are going to be in 9 airports in Rio. Now, of course, the main one is Rio International Airport, but also São Paulo, Manaus, Brasília, Porto Alegre, and Salvador or Recife. Those are the airports that receive many of the international flights in Brazil. And besides that, we are working together also with 3 domestic airports. The domestic airport of Rio de Janeiro, that could be a rival possibility for those coming from these other international airports, like Manaus, going directly to Rio domestic airports. The domestic airport of São Paulo, which is quite important in Brazil, the number of passengers, we understand we have to give some attention to it, especially to the Brazilian participants, as well as one small airport that is next to Rio Centro. We are going to use it mostly for helicopter operations. Those are arriving in this delegations of states or government and CEOs or others that require that. We are going to have this small airport, which is basically almost 5 minutes from Rio Centro, and it fits for helicopter operations. Regarding the host country agreement, it's an ongoing negotiation. We have just received some juridical legal advice regarding the proposal made by the UN as a host country agreement. It's going well. We have some discussions today regarding informal discussion regarding this host country agreement, but we don't foresee any problem regarding it. We are going to have some small change in the text that was proposed by the UN. And regarding also the UN, we have just received the 4th UN mission, the technical mission that came to Brazil in order to see our preparations. And it was a very a good mission in the sense that we could have a general idea about our their UN request for doing that and the possibility, material possibilities of doing everything in Rio Centro. So this is the main area. So this is the UN perimeter. You see the 5 pavilions we have there. Well, if you remember Rio 1992, Rio Centro had only 3 pavilions, numbers 1, 3, and 5. Now they have 5 pavilions. And we are having a problem of space inside. There's many requests regarding rooms for meetings and plenary, etc. We are still discussing how to accommodate all these requests. But basically, pavilion number 1 need to be the main entrance. If you see the gate B and A are going to be the main. These are going to be the main entrance for the bus from delegations and participants. The main entrance we are going to have the screening and some accreditation process and some office. Number 2 is designed to be the food courts. Number 3 is how to be for the press and how for the meetings. Number 4 is area we are offering to all delegations, where 25 square meters for each of the delegation that will be there, and some international organization also. And it will be also an area for arrivals for VVIPs. And pavilion number 5, which has 2 floors, the ground floor is going to be the plenary, and the first floor is going to be the Brazilian government office and the UN office for Secretary General, the Secretary General for the conference, etc. So we are already designing another pavilion, which is going to be a temporary structure In between number 1 and 2, you see a blank spot. So this is a parking area. We are going to have another area for side events there. And you see two black spots in front of Pavilion 4. We are also discussing the occupation of this. So as you can see, this is a huge event. Only for Rio Centro, we have all this work being done, but we have also the occupation of the other areas. But we have to have some requirements regarding security, and we cannot allow all the participants with accreditation to be there at the same time. That's a problem of security itself regarding the number of people that can be fit in this area. So it's around 40,000 people that we can afford inside this presence, this premise. So these are our information, and if you want to have any questions regarding the use of these spaces, etc., you can write to us. I would advise you to write to the following address. We have. We have one special address. It's rio20.sna@itamaraty, like it's written over there, .gov.br. So this is my my address, my email address. You can write directly there. So you can forward all this information that you may require, more clarifications. I will be able to forward everything to the right people. Okay? So basically that's it. I'm ready for questions from your side. And I hope that we can discuss after this meeting if you want. Thank you.